Thank you so much. It's really lovely to be with you here today. I've chosen two pieces to play for you by two composers relatively early in the life of the piano as an instrument. And what both of these composers are demonstrating with these two works, I think, is how the piano can and has for the next 100 to 200 years after them been a vehicle to show things far outside the confines of that piece of wood and metal and everything else. Mozart wrote his keyboard fantasy in C minor as a prelude to one of his piano sonatas in the same key, but I think it should remind us of an opera. What it does is it really takes all these different themes from different characters in an imaginary opera and presents them in rapid succession as if in a dream. And in that sense, it's a much more romantic piece than almost anything else we might associate with Mozart. It really has that stream of consciousness type feeling that we might think of as more at home in a Chopin ballade or in an improvisation by Liszt. Beethoven, in one of the three last sonatas, was conjuring something else, not the opera house, but maybe the church. And he had emerged from a long illness, and I think you hear an unabashed sense of deep spirituality and gratitude in the sonata Opus 110, a sort of gratitude for life. And so I leave you with those ideas as I play these two sort of closely related works that in some ways make Mozart sound like a more adventurous composer than Beethoven.